Hello, listeners. This is Anne from Transition the Grove. Thank you for being with us today. I hope today finds you well. I'm here with Mike Magouli in the Triple Y studio, 87.6 FM, broadcasting to the Upper Kedronbrook Valley suburbs of Fernie Hills, Arana Hills, Everton Hills, Kapera, Upper Kedron, Fernie Grove, Groverley. We hope you enjoy the program today. Well, as usual, there's been a lot happening in the last week that indirectly or directly affects us here in our local community. The age of gas, the end of the age of oil, and the energy superhighway opening up between Saudi Arabia and China feature very big in the news. They are growing themes that we will continue to hear more about, and there is a talk more about that today. Medicare locals have started on the 1st of July, saw a complete revolution in our Australian healthcare system, and Medicare locals are now beginning. They are going to have a period, really, of learning how to operate, but you will be seeing and hearing more and more about these. Community gardens. We had a meeting this morning at 7 a.m. A group of us met with the Brisbane City Council woman who's in charge of community gardens around Brisbane, and we had a look at a potential site in Upper Kedron for a community garden. She said it was one of the best sites she's seen for quite a while, and she's going to go away and do a whole lot of homework in the council to see if it's available and if it can be made available to this community for a community garden. And we'll keep you informed about that. If you want to get involved, you can go to our website at www.transitionthegrove.org.au, and you can join, identify yourself as a local, and identify yourself as having an interest in gardening, and we will make sure you're kept informed. The weather has been fantastic this last week or so, and it's actually been a great time to get out in the garden, hasn't it? Pick up some fresh seedlings from the stall down at the Fernie Grove Markets where they sell vegetable seedlings. They're a little home business in Kapera, and they supply our community with good veggie seedlings. And I've got some snow peas, some kale, tomatoes, silver beet, various other things growing in the garden now very well. And it's also been a very good time to get out and do some of the much needed work after our long wet summer. It's good to have some cooler weather when we can get out and do some work in the garden, isn't it? We've got new neighbours just moved in, and we were discussing chooks. We have chooks and very fond of chooks, and they talked to us about how chooks can potentially bring rats and flies, and this is true, and it's something that people who have chooks need to be aware of. There are council rules about keeping chooks, and it's very important to look after your chooks and your chook food carefully to minimise any attraction to rats or flies. Chooks can be a wonderful thing to have in a backyard. They give you eggs, they improve the quality of the soil, and they make great pets. They're really a delight to have around, but don't let them be a pest for your neighbour. And also, we had a discussion this week with somebody else about what you can grow on your road verge. Most of us just have grass, and pretty much that's what the council rules require, but there's a little tiny bit of flexibility to grow stuff on your road verge. You probably need to, if you explore it, need to do so very sensitively and tactfully, because the rules are pretty tight about what you can grow on your road verge. But it is also one of the few areas in most of our gardens that get sufficient hours of sunlight to really grow veggies well. To grow veggies well, you need 8 hours of sunlight in summer and 6 hours of sunlight in winter. It's hard to get that in most of our local house gardens, which is why we're interested in a community garden. And we have our road verge just sitting out there in the full sunlight. No wonder they get looked at with interest sometimes. Another discussion that's been happening locally when we looked at the community garden issue is how we balance the slow movement in the direction of thinking about and establishing food security in our valley versus the demands of the natural environment. We look after our natural environment very well. We care about our natural environment, but we also need to think about food security. How do we balance those two? In the last week, there's been some deaths in Queensland from the Hendra virus, spread by bats via horses. And when it infects humans, when humans catch it from horses, there's a very high death rate, so people are concerned about it. We have flying foxes in our own gardens, and often they get at the fruit, things like pawpaws, in the gardens. If they urinate or drop some on vegetables in our garden, is this a danger to human beings? We're wanting to find out an answer to this question. We think it's an important question to know more about. Possums are another thing, gets into people's gardens, and you can be trying to grow your veggies and come out and find that the possums have made a meal of. And there are little techniques you can use to keep possums out of your vegetables, like putting wire mesh over them. Generally, winter is a good growing time, and this is a time when we really have a chance to get something happening in our gardens. But remember, we still do have some watering rules. You can water your garden now, but there are rules. You can find out what the rules for watering your garden are on the council website. So we have links to those on the transition, the grove.org.au website, under the water forum. Another thing that's been in the press this week is foreign ownership of farmlands and mining industry. Bob Brown this week dug out the figures on the proportion of Australia's mining industry that is owned by foreign interests. It's over 80%. Now, I was personally very alarmed by this figure. My heart just sank when I hear politicians saying that we shouldn't worry about this, that it's good for us. My actual reaction internally is to feel like they are being traitors to Australia. Ownership of Australia by Australians for Australians is really important. It'd be good to know what you think about it. Similarly, with our best farmland. There's always been quite a high level of foreign ownership of farmland. It's not a new thing. It's not as if it's suddenly happening. It is moving to be more Asian owned now than British and American. There are really two issues. One is ownership of strategic farmlands, Australia's strategic farmlands, by foreign interests, and the other is having any use of strategic farmlands for purposes like mining. So the main ones that are moving now, in 2009 and 10, Korea bought $207.6 million worth of farmland, Singapore $213.7 million, China $150.3 million, Britain $112.8 million, Switzerland $97.1 million, and Netherlands $59.8 million. How much of our local community is owned by foreigners? How much of the farms where we get our food from is owned by foreigners? Now, another issue that's been in the press, live export trade to Indonesia, which is now on hold. And in fact, today, Indonesia has banned imports from Australia for the next quarter. So it's now a two-way ban. And Senator Joe Ludwig, who's the agriculture minister, but Senator Joe Ludwig is one of the Queensland senators who we all help elect. He's one of our 10 Queensland senators. So when you're voting on the Senate ticket, he is one of the people you vote for. So things have been happening, and today we will bring you a number of talks and music, and I hope you enjoy the program.